Now, over the weekend, 10,000 protests had gathered in opposition to Sydney's lockout laws. The rally was organised by Keep Sydney Open as a response to a review into the infamous laws carried out by former High Court Justice Ian Callanan. Our producer Ollie Henderson was at the rally on Sunday and filed this report.
Thousands of people gathered this weekend with one clear message.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, these lockout laws have to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, these lockout laws have to go.
An independent review into Sydney's controversial lockout laws was released in September, suggesting a number of changes, including relaxing the 1:30 a.m. lockout to 2 a.m. for live entertainment venues. Keep Sydney Open's campaign manager, Tyson Coe, says that these results are not good enough.
Seemed to me like a slightly unbalanced and biased review. We found that weight was given to people who agreed with the lockouts and that people who were simply stating mere facts like how much their businesses had suffered weren't being taken seriously, which was incredibly disappointing for a review that was meant to be independent and impartial. And when you take away people's ability to congregate and socialise, you take away the ideas, that exchange of ideas that can also fuel the economy in an indirect way.
The rally felt more like a street party, displaying the vibrancy of the city that the protesters are fighting to keep. Speakers included Hayley Mary, lead singer of the Jezebels, and Sydney hip-hop artist Earthboy. City of Sydney councillor Jess Scully also spoke at the event about their opposition to the lockout laws.
The City of Sydney, since 3 years before the lockout laws, realised that there was a problem with the way that nightlife was working, particularly in King's Cross, and did a whole bunch of research, did international case studies, interviewed people out in clubs at 4 o'clock in the morning, and looked at, what are the challenges people have? When do they feel unsafe? And we put together a report called Open Sydney. And that report says that we need better public transport coming in and out of entertainment districts. It said that we need a different approach to policing, and we need obviously more of a harm reduction approach to dealing with people who have drunk too much or have taken drugs. We can't just ban nightlife and nighttime culture and think that our cultural problems around drinking or violence will go away.
And what do you say to those that think the lockouts have made a change and made the city safer?
You know what? I've spoken to emergency room doctors who have said they have not made the city safer. They have pushed the problem elsewhere. That yes, St. Vincent's might be less hectic on a Saturday night, but go check out RPA. And really the violence has moved to a place that's not equipped to deal with it, like Newtown or Double Bay.
The New South Wales government is expected to announce plans to change or keep the lockout laws in the coming days.
That was Ollie Henderson following that report from Sunday's rally for Keep Sydney Open. Ollie now joins me in the studio. Ollie, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now 10,000 people, it's not a small number. What was the atmosphere like there at the rally?
No, there were so many people. It was so fun. The Keep Sydney Open rallies are definitely the most fun. I think there's something to be said by, the whole organisation being run by creatives and music industry people. They're professional party makers.
They make it fun to protest.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there have been a few protests around the lockout laws. What specifically were the protesters contesting with the government review?
Yeah, well, the government review came out in September, which is when they announced to have the protest. Now, the review just suggests we change the times of the lockout laws, but it essentially still says that the strategy of using what basically is a curfew works. The Keep Sydney Open people are suggesting things that address the cultural issues around alcohol. So establishing anti-violence education and intervention campaigns, investing in public transport, and appointing a nightmare is one of
them. A nightmare?
Yeah, a nightmare.
What would a nightmare do? Nightmare. I should pronounce it like that, shouldn't I?
A nightmare would manage the nighttime economy and the nighttime business.
Right, so specialised in sort of, that sort of stuff. That's interesting. Now, Mike Baird's reversed his position already and very recently on two key policies, removing the greyhound ban, obviously, yesterday, and also announcing a change in the approach to sharks and how they're controlled on the North Coast. Do you think this, it's likely to be an amendment or a change to these laws that are currently in place?
Oh, it's hard to tell. And it's kind of bad timing that Baird has made all these other backflips.
Yeah.
Because how many can he make?
Exactly. Before he starts, he's obviously his leadership becomes really quite questioned.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Now, what about the Keep Sydney Open? Is there a clear way forward for their campaign?
Well, I think it will really depend on what the how the government response is. But after talking to Tyson, there's definitely no backing down.
Yeah. Are they going to keep the fight up? Yeah, interesting stuff. All right, Ollie. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for filing the report.